Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're an island nation, but for many people, the prospect of cooking and eating fish can be quite daunting. The reality of dealing with those tiny, numerous bones and the prospect of over or undercooking fish can put a lot of people off even trying it. My next guest is here to encourage us to broaden our horizons and embrace seafood, as I'm joined now in studio by Eunice Power, who owns and runs And Chips in Dungarvan, County Waterford. Good morning to you, Eunice.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Is it really true to say that we've always been a bit reluctant to try fish in Ireland despite being surrounded by
absolutely
sea?
Yes, that's 100% correct. And then the idea of cooking fish at home, I think, is sort of a generational thing where people were a little bit put off by fish was cooked on Fridays, probably didn't have extractor fans in the house, mightn't have been the freshest of fish, and everything smelled of fish. So it's sort of people were a bit reluctant to cook fish at home.
Yeah, I think that's one of my kind of earliest memories, you know, no meat on a Friday. So fish sort of was nearly like, in your young mind, a punitive thing, you know, that's something you had to eat on a Friday rather than sort of something really to be enjoyed. And people maybe didn't have the confidence to cook
no,
it.
No, they didn't. And, you know, it was, I suppose, the distribution wasn't great either. You know, if you're inland, it was hard enough to get fish. So it may not have been at its peak when it arrived at your door if you lived somewhere like Athlone or Mullingar, you know, so you can understand why they might not like to eat fish that often. But it is an issue for Irish people eating fish. I mean, we should be eating fish two or three times a week. Most people are lucky to eat fish once a week. We don't look at the range of fish we have. People tend to go for safe options like cod. I know in and chips.
Cod, which used to be the food of the masses, and now yeah. it can be so difficult to get, Eunice, because when we're talking about cooking and eating fish, a lot of what people say back is, yeah, I'd love to, but it's actually very expensive. People fear the expense of fish. Is that a little bit overplayed or?
Well, it is. It isn't, you know. A portion of fish costs, for example, if you're buying haddock, hake, cod is more expensive, ling, you're going to pay between 4 or 5 euros a portion. If you kind of put that into relative things, you know, do you think twice by paying 150 for 500 mils of water? You know, and cod is such a pure form, or not cod, but rather fish is such a pure form of protein. Now, cod was always the go-to. I know in Anchips, people always ask for cod and say, we don't have cod. And they go, oh my God, what do we do next? But then haddock, hake, ling, sustainable, great fish. And again, you know, we deep fry only white fish. So, but they're a great source of protein. And then I suppose, you know, people, their starting off point of fish is very often salmon. And now people are eating a lot of, you know, salmon and smoked salmon for the protein source, you know, and white fish, especially if you're going to the gym and you're working out. But for young kids, really important to get.
And for young kids, like, I mean, a lot of time it is frozen fish, and it is that is their kind of introduction to it, or it could be like fish fingers or other way. Are you averse to that, or do you think it's a good start for them?
Oh, I don't care what they like. Fish fingers aren't the worst thing to eat, as long as they're eating fish. Actually, I was in the fish market in Cork yesterday and saw a little school tour coming through, and it was such a nice idea. I think probably, you know, 7 or 8 year olds with their school, they were there beside Ballycotton and O'Connell's in the market, because, you know, a big problem that we have in Ireland is the disconnect between the actual fish or the food that we're eating and the, you know, what the end consumer gets. So I thought it was brilliant to see this,
that they were being
in at the market and looking at the different types.
It's interesting, Eunice. Several texts flying in already saying fish is too expensive. And perhaps that is true. I was looking through the inflation figures this morning, and frozen fish up by 30% compared to this time last year. So even if you were trying to encourage kids and as an alternative maybe to other sources of protein, it hasn't been insulated from the inflation crisis.
No, it hasn't. And you know, I certainly see that in and chips. You know, the margins are getting tighter and tighter. The availability of fish is getting tighter and tighter. I know just before I came on air, I had a phone call to say we wouldn't have ling, for example, today. There was none out. Last summer, we had a really big problem because the boats were being paid to be tied up for the for the summer, and the cost of diesel, everything, it all contributes to the price of fish, as everything else. You know, the meat price of meat has gone through the roof, lamb is really expensive. So we just have to be very judicious about what we eat.
And if you don't get it fresh, I want to go on to talk about cooking shortly, but if you don't get it fresh, I mean, tinned versions, salmon and tuna, are they good kind of sources, just the way they're processed and packed?
Absolutely. Brilliant sources. Tinned salmon is a really good source of protein and calcium. They're tinned on board big ships out in the Atlantic in the north coast, north coast of like Iceland and Norway. And the actual canning process involves the bones are actually in the, they're pressure cooked, and the bones are actually in the can. You can mash them down with a fork. They're a brilliant form of protein and calcium. They're really good. So you know, please buy tinned fish, a little bit of mayonnaise, lovely sandwich.
I have an aversion to mayonnaise, but I do live in a fishing village, so I have no excuse when it comes to selection and choice of fish. But I think I would be like a lot of people in terms of I'm nervous sometimes about cooking fish and going, have I got it right? I'm always asking the fishmonger how many minutes at what, you know, temperature, just to get it right, because particularly if you undercook it, it's not a great experience.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, very few people undercook fish. It's generally the other side.
I could be I could be one of them, or perhaps I'm guilty of both, but it takes a bit of confidence to get it right.
Yeah, it does, just a little bit of confidence and practice. But you know, really with any sort of, you know, 6 ounce fillet of fish, if you preheat your oven to 180 degrees, put it into the oven, you know, on a little bit of foil or a bit of parchment paper, and bake it for 8 to 10 minutes, you can't go wrong, you know. Drizzle a little bit of olive oil on top, or, you know, when it comes out, a little bit of butter. But you can keep it really unadulterated, you know. My kids, when they were small, always loved ketchup with their fish, and I actually didn't care. As long as they ate the fish, yeah. I didn't mind what they had with it.
I know, all low calorie, high protein. It's sometimes even our knowledge of it, you know, you're mentioning ling and other kind of fish species. Sometimes our life can be a little bit salmon or beef, but the variety of fish that's out there, what do we not use enough?
We don't use ling enough. Ling is from the cod family. It's probably one of my biggest sellers in and chips. It's caught off the coast of Ireland. It's a sustainable fish, and it comes in goujons. We serve it in goujons because it's quite a long fish. But ling is great. Haddock is great. Haddock has that lovely fish flavour, you know, whereas cod is actually, I find, a little bit bland. Hake is a super fish. And then we have other varieties, like in and chips, we will serve whatever comes in, you know. So it could be gurnard, which is you know, it's. I love people to try it, you know, just to experiment a little bit. It's quite meaty, you know. Then we have monkfish, which years ago was, you know, kind of seen.
I find that's one of the trickiest pieces of fish to get right in terms of cooking.
It actually is, you're right, because it's, you know, like if you overcook it, it gets so tough, you know. It's perfect for deep frying, actually, and for quick frying, you know. And then otherwise, you know, you can just bake it in the oven, a little bit of olive oil, but you need to rest it. It's a very, very meaty fish.
I recently ordered a Darna salmon, but it wasn't. It actually turned out it was a sea trout fillet, and it was absolutely gorgeous. Now, that's something I just wouldn't have opted for, you know, before, but there is a huge variety of fish out there that, you know, beyond those, particularly when cod, as I say, it used to be the food of the masses, and now it's much harder to get, and you'll often pay a premium for it.
Oh no, you will pay a premium for cod. It is hard to get. It's overfished, so our quotas are very small for cod. But things like mackerel, you know, towards the end of the summer, like in the next couple of weeks, once the waters warm up, mackerel, it's as cheap as chips. And you know what, it's a really fun thing to do, to go out and try and catch mackerel with the kids, because the Irish waters, like I know in Dungarvan, I'm in on chips looking out of the bay, and I can actually see them jumping out in the summertime. So that's where we first learned to fish, was to go out with our little lines with mackerel, and you know, great oily fish, really easy to barbecue. Barbecuing fish is really simple as well. Literally, it just takes like a couple of minutes.
But what about battering it and frying it yourself? I think there's a reason why we all end up in the chipper, because that can be a tricky thing to get right.
It's very tricky, and only get it from a takeaway.
What's the secret though?
What's the secret
with
us? Okay, so basically the fish has to be spanking fresh. dip it in a nice seasoned flour and then into your batter. Our batter we make with half flour, half corn flour, a tiny bit of baking powder to make it puff up a little bit, and then a sparkling mineral water, salt and pepper. Whisk it up and leave the batter settle for about an hour. Fresh batter is a bit of a nightmare, but if you leave it settle, even overnight, it's better. And then just dip your fish in straight into the fryer, 180 degrees, and it takes about 7 minutes to cook a piece of fish.
And the best fish to batter and fry, what would you not put, what would you not do that for?
Any oily fish. See, so you
salmon
don't
out.
Salmon out, mackerel out, any oily fish at all. But all white fish is great deep fried.
You mentioned there, just make sure the fish is fresh. So sometimes I've thrown stuff away and went, no, it just smelled too fishy, which is what you might expect fish to smell. But at what point can you just tell maybe that's not the best, you know?
Yeah, you'll know by the smell, first of all. Like, I mean, when it smells fishy, you know,
it might be a bit fishy.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll know by the texture of it, you know, when you look at it, first of all, a bright white colour. Once it starts to go grey or a little bit kind of tinged, not good. Don't use it. Touching it, you know, you should, when you touch it, you should feel like lovely fresh fish, not sticky or anything like that.
They're not kind congealed of, or anything.
No. And like once you look at it, well, you know yourself, you know, we're very instinctive, you know, and we'll know when we touch it. But yeah, it should be nice and bright and fresh, and then it's perfect.
You have four gorgeous recipes that hopefully get a chance to talk about, but we've put them up on the website at rte.ie/todaycb that everybody can have them. What do you do with leftover fish? Is it sort of a good resource if you haven't used up everything, or if you've, you know, just put something in the freezer? What is a good kind of use of that kind of surplus
A fish pie or a fish stew, both really easy to make. Like for a fish stew, literally just, you know, like saute down some onions, some celery, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of carrot, whatever you have in the fridge. Add a little bit of white wine or a bit of stock or a tiny little bit of vinegar to start it off, and then some stock. Even a light chicken stock is fine. Once they start to simmer and cook down, turn your heat down to a simmer, add your fish in. It'll be cooked in about 2 minutes. Yeah. You know, it's as simple as that.
Baked, pan fried or grilled? What's your preference?
I love to bake. I find baking fish is really good. You know, some fish, and then I pan fry. You know what? It just depends on what I'm doing. It depends on the time I have. I mean, pan frying's the fastest. You know, it'll be done in 2 minutes. Take the fish off the pan. Add a little butter. Add a little bit of lemon juice. A few capers, and that's your butter. That's your sauce.
Starving now. Thank you very much for that, Eunice Farr. Thanks for talking to us about cooking and eating fish. The recipes are up on the website. We will take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.